Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only, Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's going on? I want to welcome you to the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast for you on this Tuesday. Of course, I'm Dan Bach, and a pleasure to be talking Daily Fantasy with you today. Coming off a very frigid weekend out in New York City, I left the friendly confines of Florida for New York this weekend. And I don't know how you do it. Honestly, I don't know how you people live there. Great place to visit. Really enjoyed the visit there. But I can't fathom how you guys who have multiple children, or any child for that matter, can, you know, deal with that kind of weather for like months and months out of the year. Like, we brought our two kids, and getting them set up to like go outside, I felt like it took like an hour. I felt like the mom from Christmas Story, trying to make sure that my kids didn't get frostbite out there. It was just bonkers. But that aside, it was a pretty good weekend. Got to watch the Jags, of course, pick up the W, go to the AFC Championship. That's going to be exciting stuff. But it's also kind of closing in on the near the end of daily fantasy football season. But we got a two-game slate in, like, I don't know, million-dollar tournaments for it. So obviously a lot of people will still be playing daily fantasy football. But for me, we got hoops tonight, and it's only a four-gamer. Kind of a crazy Martin Luther King Day, you know, so much for the, you know, the peacefulness of Martin Luther King with the, I don't know, wanting to go into the opposing team's locker room and fight them. Interesting. I don't know. Crazy, crazy day yesterday in the NBA. Hopefully we get a little bit more normalcy today on this slate, but we'll break it down for you. That's what we do here on the Daily Fantasy Fix. Get you set for the day. Again, injuries and stuff will happen that will change the dynamics. Again, if you're a premium subscriber, make sure you are using our premium content. And while I've got that on the top of my mind, I do want to remind you, if you didn't hear yet, it's right on the front page of Roto Grinders. We've got our single entry series going over there at FanDuel, and a promo kind of tying in with that. If you haven't been a premium subscriber yet, now is a great time to do it, because when you sign up for your monthly subscription, which I think is $30, then we're giving you a free $25 ticket into their single entry series tournament, which is going to take place here this week. And hey, it's like a no-brainer. You're basically getting Roto Grinders Premium for $5, and who knows, you can turn that $25 ticket into a couple grand or something. So give it a try. Just a great opportunity. We got a banner on the front page, and single entry series is always a fun way to kind of gauge your gauge your skill level on a single entry tournament over a longer period of time. Because on any given day, somebody can have a great single lineup, but can you do it over the course of a week? So check out details over there on FanDuel and on RG, and excited for that promo. I think this is year two or three doing this with them. So excited for that once again. We need to say thank you, of course, to the podcast sponsor, Fantasy Draft. And it's a good thing that after I did the podcast on, I think that was Thursday, and I said, oh, I got to make a Fantasy Draft golf lineup. I made one lineup, finished like, I think, fourth or fifth in that $25 GPP over there. So digging the golf format over there. And of course, we got another week of golf, but we got NBA tonight. So check them out if you haven't gone over there to Fantasy Draft, doing a lot of things for you, the player. Players first is their mentality, and really thankful to have them as a part of you know, this podcast and the sponsorship and allowing us to bring it to you absolutely free of charge. So check them out over at fantasydraft.com. All right, let's get into the Monday or the Tuesday slate here. Yeah, we got a four gamer, so we should be able to zip through this one pretty quick. Let's give you just a quick overview of the games. It's Minnesota at Orlando. Minnesota favored by 8 on the road with a total of 217. And the Timberwolves, let's see, implied total 112 over their season average of 110 today. Pels and Celtics, 214 total here. And Boston with the highest implied team total over their season average at 109 tonight versus 103 on the regular season. So huge pace-up spot for the Boston Celtics. Got the Mavs visiting the Denver Nuggets, 211. Denver favored by 5.5 at home. And then Phoenix and Portland, no lines on this one. Still waiting on a bit of injury news around that, which we will certainly talk about as we begin our analysis. So that's kind of where we're at in terms of the game breakdowns. I like to do it position by position, just a little bit, mix it up a little bit. I know the guys in the morning grind do the game by game. So I like to try and do things different between the two podcasts. So we'll start at point guard today. And, you know, you can really make a case for Damian Lillard as one of the top options here on the slate, simply because, you know, he's the top scorer on Portland. They're going against one of the worst DVPs in the league, 29th. If you look at the defensive plus minus for them, they're 27th. So Damian Lillard's a fine play. I just don't think this is the spot where I really need to be paying up necessarily today, because there is going to be some value, I think, kind of crop up at this position. So, you know, my initial build, and again, subject to change with and without notice, doesn't really include Damian Lillard into it. In fact, I'd rather go down and probably get Kyrie Irving and save the, what, $1,000 over there on FanDuel from him. He's really cheap on FanDuel at 8,200. He's actually more expensive on DraftKings, which is kind of rare. I still think he's in play on DraftKings, but probably makes one of the better point per dollar options on the slate on FanDuel, especially when you consider, you know, that tempo up, you know, their season average. This is way higher than it's been in terms of what they're expected to score today. And he makes a great option at 8.2K because he doesn't absolutely kill your salary cap. And you could have some fun running it back with a Cousins or a Davis. Fitting them into your lineup, though, is going to be pretty difficult on a day today where we only got 8 teams to choose from and not a boatload of value really kind of cropping up right now. So I think Irving's a guy I'm looking at for sure. And then we've got a couple of guards here from Dallas. We got Dennis Smith Jr. and Yogi Ferrell. And, you know, Dennis Smith Jr. is a bit more expensive, and he's finally starting to get the kind of minutes that we are looking for, 39, 31, 33. For the longest time there, he was stuck at like 28, 27. But now we've, you know, got an injury there to Barea. So Smith is going to certainly, you know, eat into those minutes, and he's trending in the right direction here as a player. But I think I prefer Yogi Ferrell a little bit more to him. He's, what, $1,200 cheaper on FanDuel. And, what, 4,500 over there on DraftKings today. 42, 36, 33 minutes. Those are his totals the last three games. And he's gone for 32, 30, and 29. So in this game against Denver, really struggles defensively versus guards. I think either of these two guys are in play, but I've got to give the edge to Ferrell just based on the price. I mean, again, 65 to 45 and then 65 to 53 on FanDuel, and then it is 63 down to 45. So definitely on DraftKings, you know, and Fantasy Draft, you're, I think, giving a little bit of an edge there to Yogi Ferrell today at that point guard spot. I'm fine with Elfrid Payton here. Minnesota, one place they really do struggle is that point guard, or no, I mean, they're okay at point guard. Let me take that back. Defense, I was looking the other way around. Jeff Teague is the one who's got the better matchup here against Elfrid Payton. But 23rd defensive plus minus, you know, that's a little bit below average, I would say, to the league. Coming off a really good game, but again, he's not at a price tag that I'm totally comfortable at. And, you know, you can probably go to, again, Jeff Teague from a matchup standpoint. And, you know, my concern there is minutes. You know, 39, 37 fantasy points in these last two games. You know, he's third game back now. You got to think the minutes are going to be extended just a little bit. And if they do, he's going to make to be a pretty good play here. But the price is rising on him. He was 5,500 on FanDuel. Now he's 6,900 on FanDuel. Was 58 on DraftKings. Now he's 64. Really good matchup. No question about it. I just think he's kind of priced right now, and I don't think he's got, like, that's the one thing you can say about Peyton is he's got, like, triple-double upside. Like, he can get you a 50-burger. I don't think Jeff Teague can really get you a 50-burger, so that's the kind of drawback with him. Rondo in a revenge spot versus Boston. I love to play that narrative, and on a four-game slate, if you're firing in the $3 tournament, you know, 50 lineups, and you want to throw some Rondo in there, you know, I'm not going to hate you for it. But he's just not the same player when you've got Cousins and Davis on the floor with him. He just, you know, takes a step back, and we saw that again. So, you know, the price is all right on him at 5,500. I just don't see me pulling the trigger on him outside of, you know, high variant tournaments. And then same with kind of Jamal Murray. Like, I'm not ready to bail on him because he got into that really ridiculous hot streak where he was shooting the ball a ton. But the last two games versus San Antonio and Memphis, 1-for-7 from the field. Now, those are two pretty good defensive teams. That was a back-to-back. That was a third game in four-night situation. There's kind of a lot of excuses built in, I think, there for Jamal Murray. Now, 3 days rest against Dallas, who, from the DVP standpoint, let's see where they check in. 29th defensive plus minus, 30th in efficiency, 22nd in DVP. I think this could be a bounce back spot for Murray. I don't know if I'm ready to go there in cash because you look at the salary, it hasn't really dropped as much as you would have thought. I mean, he's had 6 fantasy points last game, 24 the game before that, and even 25 the game before that. And he only dropped from 6,100 on DraftKings to 57. On Fantasy Draft, we have a little bit more significant drop-off, 13-1 to 11K. And then FanDuel, he went from 6-5. Now he's actually 6-7 today. So the price went up for him on FanDuel. So this guy definitely is in play on Fantasy Draft. They dropped the price on him over the recent performance, and I think we can go back there. I don't hate it on DraftKings. I don't think I can pay $6,700 quite on FanDuel. Certainly not in cash games here today with what's looking like a pretty tight cap. But he seems to have a pretty good excuse in those last couple of games. Okay, over at shooting guard today, you know, maybe Devin Harris sees an uptick in minutes. He played 19 each of the last two games. I'm not ready to go there at $3,500. You know, price per dollar-wise, we got him at 22 minutes, 18 fantasy points. And min salary on FanDuel, you know, when you're rostering two and it's a tough position, maybe. DraftKings, he's 34. Fantasy Draft, 66 is a no-go. But I don't think I'm going to do it. I'm looking at Devin Booker today against Portland. Did a little research on his history versus this team. 3 of the last 4 games, he's really made value on the salary where he's at today at $7,800. And I think there's a good chance TJ Warren's not going to play again, who seems to be the other guy who likes to score the basketball. And I'm not worried about this matchup versus McCollum. So I like Devin Booker just because they're going to need points. They're going to need to score, and he's the one guy who can do that. Cheaper on FanDuel than he is on DraftKings, which is good for those FanDuel builds. 15-4 on Fantasy Draft and 8K on DraftKings. It feels like they kind of baked that in a little bit. So not as great of a play there, but I think he's definitely a guy who's enormous upside and in a spot I don't hate today. Other shooting guards, again, this is a tough position to roster multiple shooting guards for us today. You might go to Evan Fournier if you're on FanDuel today at just 5,400. It's not terrible at DraftKings at 51. You don't love the matchup. Maybe, I mean, is Jimmy Butler going to go there? I mean, that's not a good matchup for Evan Fournier at all. But our options are slim here. I mean, Wesley Matthews versus Denver at a couple hundred more. I'd be fine with Andrew Wiggins, but I feel like he's too expensive at 6,500 against Orlando today. Love him when he's like in the low 6Ks. So maybe on DraftKings we could go there a little bit. I mean, this is a bad defense here for Orlando, but it is a home game. And again, on more of a guy on FanDuel where you have to roster two is a spot where I'd consider him. If I'm going to go 8K for a shooting guard, it's almost certainly going to be Devin Booker, you know, over CJ McCollum today. It's funny because I built a FanDuel line. I was like, my shooting guard two is like one of my decisions I'm kind of like stuck on right now. Booker is locked in. That's kind of like the last spot, one of the last two spots that I'm trying to fill on my team. So I think it's, you know, if you're playing on DraftKings, you've got a little bit more flexibility. Obviously, in fantasy draft, you've got a ton of flexibility, but on FanDuel, it's going to be a little bit more difficult of a decision to have to make there. And then at small forward here today, again, just a dumpster fire of a position. Seems like all the best plays are at center, kind of power forward today. And, you know, it's going to be advantageous. You're playing on fantasy draft or DraftKings to, like, load those utility spots, those, you know, the forward positions with those bigs, because there's just so much better talent there for you. And, you know, if I'm playing FanDuel today, it's going to be tough for me to get away from Jimmy Butler. It really is. Just looking at position scarcity, like, yeah, like, there might be some upside in rostering Anthony Davis coming off an 80-burger last time. But in that matchup versus one of the best defensive teams in the league in Boston, I'm just not quite as confident that I want to spend that much of my salary cap there. So you look at the other options we have at small forward, especially Warren is out. It really gets thin. I mean, Evan Turner, no thanks. It's probably Jaylen Brown in that second spot for me on FanDuel at 5,500. I don't, you know, he's cheaper on FanDuel than he is on DraftKings. Fantasy draft at 11.6, he's all right. 5,900 on DraftKings, he's all right. But again, huge pace-up game here for Celtics, so I'm going to be interested in them. For whatever reason, you know, FanDuel did not account for that. It looks like DraftKings fantasy draft kind of did a little bit. But where else are we going here? Like, Hezonja, Simmons, they're kind of splitting minutes. I guess Josh Jackson is a guy we could look at. But here's the problem with Josh Jackson. Again, we need TJ Warren to be out, which I think there's a pretty good chance it's going to be. But if you're playing on FanDuel, which is a spot where, again, you need two of them, he's priced up to 5,200. Again, 1,000 more than he was last game. 3,700 before that. And yeah, he's coming off a 30-minute game. He scored 30 fantasy points there against Indiana. But I don't trust this guy at all, and I don't trust him at that price at all. If he's 3,700, I'll take a shot on it. But I've seen this guy play 30 minutes or close to it during this season and not do squadoosh with him. So I just don't think I can buy into that, you know, 1-2-game sample size, I guess it's been. Because each of the last two games, he's been pretty good against Oklahoma City and Indiana, and suddenly project it to happen again here on the road. 4,800 on DraftKings, a little bit easier buy, but even that, like, I'll be curious to see the ownership levels on him. Like, if he's going to be chalked, then I'll definitely be underweight on him today. And just to give you some context here, 10-4 for him on fantasy draft. Remember, Jamal Murray was 11K on fantasy draft. So, again, Jamal Murray looking like a plug-and-play on that site. You could look to a little each one more, but I don't know. It's not my favorite play, but guys plays a lot of minutes. Of course, they had that game versus the Knicks, which pretty sure went overtime. It seemed like everybody had a good fantasy day that day. I was looking at that box score. It went freaking bananas. So we're probably not going to see that again, but they've had enough time to rest up. That was on the 14th, so he's fine at 4,800, 45 on DraftKings, 87 if you need value there. But I think I'd probably rather spend up a little bit more and get Jaylen Brown if I've got to roster multiples. All right, over at power forward, and be interesting to see what we get here today on ownership on Anthony Davis, 11,000, and really got a little bit of a bump, certainly over there on FanDuel. You know what, I guess 300 more, but coming off an 85 burger there, but, you know, just unbelievable game. 17 rebounds, 12 of 15 free throw attempts. Dude hasn't had that many free throw attempts in a while. So he got to the line. He made value. I don't think this is the matchup I want to spend 11K on him on FanDuel. DraftKings at 10-2. Again, there's value seems a little bit easier to dig up over there. So I think he's a bit more viable, and same with fantasy draft. But on FanDuel, I think it's really, really tough to make that justification for you today. Looks like Jason Tatum is probably going to return today. Feels a little bit underpriced at 5,600. We've got him projected at 37 or 31 minutes, 27 fantasy points. It's all right. Not great, but not terrible. Al-Farouq Aminu, another guy in that price range in the mid-fives you can look at. Aaron Gordon, he's kind of all over the map. You know, last game was interesting. I was reading about, you know, trying to do a little bit less and more for his teammates. And sure enough, he had 7 assists that day. But also, only had 15 shot attempts, which you look at that, 15 shot attempts, that's the lowest he'd had in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the six previous games before then. So I'm a little bit worried that maybe they're telling him to, hey, not be quite so aggressive and look for things for your teammates a little bit. I'm fine with him in this matchup versus Minnesota. I mean, Taj Gibson's not a bad defender by any measure. Don't get me wrong here. I mean, we've got DVP fourth, efficiency fourth, plus minus eighth there for Minnesota. So, yeah, like, not really the best matchup for him on the board. The problem is, like, where else are you going? Like, it just, those pay down spots are all right at power forward, though. You know, Gibson, Aminu, can live with those guys. You know, you're playing on DraftKings, you got, you know, Al Horford with, you know, that eligibility as well. So, again, FanDuel, DraftKings, Fantasy Draft, all very, very different builds today. Fantasy Draft, he's sitting at 15.5, 7,600 on DraftKings. Dragon Bender, do we go back to the Dragon here? Again, Marquise Chris missed the last two games. If he's out here again, got to see if he ends up getting the start. But here's the thing about him. He played maybe one of the worst games I think you could have played last time out. He played 30 minutes. Okay, not the worst, but darn close to it. 30 minutes and managed, get this, 3 fantasy points. I think the guy's 7 feet or darn close to it. 30 minutes. Now, you could have been like, well, maybe he played, I don't know, Memphis or Boston or San Antonio. Played the Indiana Pacers. Terrible defensive team. 0-for-7 from the field, 5 rebounds, 4 or 3 turnovers, a bagel from 3-point range, 0-for-6. Now, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt and be like, maybe he can bounce back because the two games prior to that, the Dragon was pretty good, 32 and 43 fantasy points. So he's only 4,800 on FanDuel, 46 on DraftKings, 9K on Fantasy Draft. I think it's reasonable enough to think like he's can be somewhere in between there, like, is he going to give you 40? Probably not. Is he going to give us 3? Probably not. Can we project him at maybe 25 if all those guys are hurt? I don't think that's the worst idea in the world. We've got him at 20 fantasy points in 33 minutes. I'd like to think he could do a little bit better than that against Portland. So I think he's in play as a value option. And then Marcus Morris as well. Again, pace up, cheap Celtics. That's what I like. Coming off an actually pretty good game for him. Where he took 13 shots, kind of got aggressive there, 3-of-7 from the 3-point range, 34 fantasy points. But to be fair, it was by far the best game that he's played in a while, and his salary got quite a bit of a bump from that, especially on FanDuel, 3,900 up to 47. On DraftKings, he went from 4,300 up to 45, so a little bit more manageable over there, and on Fantasy Draft at 8,600. So, again, he's somewhat playable at that salary. Okay, let's get to center. And again, there's loads of guys for us to potentially play here today. We got to keep our eye on what Denver's going to do here. You got to think they're going to go small. So I'd be surprised if we see a ton of Mason Plumlee here. I know he's cheap and he's actually popping on somewhat of the projections here, but I don't think he's going to play that much. If I'm going to go in those cheap seats at 4,800, it's probably going to be Tyson Chandler for me. He's been 10 rebounds or more in, I think, 4 consecutive games. This isn't a back-to-back for him. So, actually, way more than that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 consecutive games. So, if I'm going cheap, and I don't think it's a terrible idea to do it, Chandler's my preferred target. Now, we've got lots of other options here. We got Biombo against Minnesota, and Biombo coming off just a monster game last time out. And, you know, you're looking at a, 22 ranked efficiency at the center position, 14th plus minus, 14th DVP, kind of run of the mill there. You know, the cat, Carl Anthony Towns, going against Orlando, 28th defensive plus minus, 25th efficiency, 25 DVP. Now, I'm not sure where they're ranking in their last 5 games or so, because, again, Biombo, a much better defender, I think, than you kind of get with Nikola Vucevic. But then again, at some point in time, Biombo comes out, and then you get Spates in there. So Karl-Anthony Towns should be fine if you can make him work. 9,500 over there on DraftKings. Jokic on fantasy draft, 16.5, way too cheap over there. He is going to be a guy I'm going to be playing on that site in particular. And then, you know, Cousins today, 11.2, 10.5, 19.1. I mean, probably not for me against Boston. I just don't do it. The number one defensive plus minus team against that position in the league. And I know you could same can be said kind of for the matchup here for Tyson Chandler. You know, defensively, Portland's actually pretty good versus that position. But I just feel so much more comfort in him than anybody like Mason Plumlee. Maybe Aaron Baines, but I don't see me going there again. I think it's a pay down for Chandler. If you can get Jokic in there, you know, on FanDuel, it's probably Towns over Jokic if I'm choosing between those two. But on DraftKings and Fantasy Draft, it's probably the other way around just because of the savings that you garner on those two. And I think you can make a small case for Nurkic here on DraftKings at 6,700. Again, it hasn't been playing particularly great. Not the best maybe matchup on the board. Chandler's not a terrible defender, but also a guy who can extend the floor a little bit. Let me see if he has played Phoenix yet this season. Quick glance at the game logs here. And yeah, first game out, 17 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists, 30 fantasy points for you. So that's good, not great. But I'm fine if you want to go there today. And that's kind of what we got going for you. Only 4 games for you, but that's the breakdown for it. Thank you so much for giving us a listen and being a part of this great community we built. Check out Fantasy Draft. Play some games over there. Support the sponsor. I think you'll enjoy it. And know that we'll be back again tomorrow, a full Wednesday slate in DFS. SiriusXM, always a reminder, back live from 6 to 7 here once again tonight. And I'll talk to you at the same time on the podcast here tomorrow, Roto-Grinders. Till then, good luck tonight, and we will see you.